This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've probably seen by now a story or 10 about a state or federal government agency agreeing to pay millions and millions of dollars for masks and protective equipment. Masks and protective equipment that sometimes never materialize. ProPublica had what you can legitimately call a wild story along these lines the other day. David McSwain wrote it, a tale of 36 hours during which a deal for masks for the Department of Veterans Affairs basically disintegrated in the wild, wild west that is the PPE market right now. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I guess I need you to tell me, first of all, about this guy, Robert Stewart Jr., and his company, Federal Government Experts. Who is he, and how did you get turned on to this story?
I actually came to notice this company. I was just sort of poking around federal contracting data, trying to figure out, you know, who's being hired to get, you know, these masks we keep hearing about, and plugged him in and saw that the VA gave him a nearly $35 million deal, and wanted to find out who he was, and found this company hadn't been around very long. It was their first contract, and, you know, he had promised to deliver 6 million masks. So I just called him up and said, you know, I'm a reporter. I'm curious to know how you got this deal and how you're procuring these masks. He says, you know, I'm flying out to Chicago tomorrow. We've got a private jet. Come along. And we were supposed to go to the VA to see masks deliver. That's not ultimately what happened.
You wind up spending, I think it's like overnight or something, in a Hilton hotel lobby in Chicago while Stewart tries to salvage his deal. And I'm not going to spoil it too much because people really ought to read this story. But I want to back out for a minute here and ask you what you learned about, I'm not going to call it a black market, but about the interestingly configured market for a lot of this PPE and masks that seems to be going on here. What'd you learn?
Well, I learned it's a big mess. So you have, you know, unprecedented demand and very little supply. And these networks of intermediaries, these brokers, have sort of come out of the woodwork. And, you know, they're cutting deals, you know, saying things like, well, I can get you the masks. I'll take 5 to 10 cents a mask. And you have the end buyer being a government agency. You have the contractor they hired. But that contractor is sort of weeding through all of these intermediaries who are making big promises, folks who, you know, say they have somebody who has masks or they have a connection in China. And in the end, for our contractor in this story, navigating that just proved too much. And, you know, his deal fell through.
Yeah, it's all knowing a guy who knows a guy is what I thought of when I read this story. Can we talk for a second about the markups and the price point here? 3M, I think you say in this piece, they charge like $1.27 a mask, and yet Stewart, I think, or certainly some of the people you talk to in the story, are seeing prices of $5 and $6 per mask, which seems excessive.
Right. Well, so a couple things are happening. One is you have these brokers who are taking a piece off of every transaction. They're trying to make a profit. And you have a desperate government agency, the VA, that when they awarded this contract, they agreed to pay something like $5.75 a mask. So whether or not that's what they're going for, that just became the market, right? And people who are selling to our contractor are aware of what, you know, the end cost is going to be. So it's hard to tell what's really hiking up the prices. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely clear that people are making money before, you know, the government can get their hands on them.
So what do you make of this story, David? I mean, you were on the inside. What's your gut? Are we going to figure this out, or is this just going to be the way it is for the duration of this pandemic?
Well, you know, I was talking to a former FEMA director about the supply chain issues here, and I think we're going to see some of that ease up. You know, 3M, for instance, has ramped up production. Their sort of traditional distributors are getting some of these things out. But the desperation remains, and the truth is it's just kind of a wild west. You know, there isn't an explicit federal anti-gouging law that would prevent some of this behavior, and there's still money to be made.
David McSwain at ProPublica, it's an absolutely crazy story about his trip to Chicago with this guy who was going to do a mask deal. David, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.